Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed, got your feet on the floor, and you're firing up a grill or smoker. Barbecue Bob and I have fired up the burner today. We came in and recorded this show a little early because we are actually, as you're listening to this on Saturday morning, deep into the Ada Chili and Beer cook-off. And yeah, Bob has, at this point, Bob has removed the knives from the board because he knows that if he turns his head, we're in trouble. But anyway, if you just tuned in the last segment, we had Andy Seitzma from Seitzma Orchards in, and I asked him to stick around because we cover beer a ton on this show. And when Andy's in, it's unique because he owns a cidery. And I wanted to talk, to just give people an idea. When they walk up to the beer case, what we try to do is give them some sort of an idea of what they're looking at by a varietal of beer when we have the beer folks in. I'd like to do the same thing with the cider because you've got four or five different varietals of cider here. So how does somebody know which one to pick? Kind of give us general flavor profiles.
Well, it all depends on the producer themselves and what they like to do. Me, personally, I'm more of a traditionalist. I like my stuff dry and without too much sugar. Actually, one of my core brands really only has sugar. Just one has sugar back added to it, just to be, you know, take off that dry edge for the, you know, the average mainstream consumer.
So apple hard cider kind of comes out like a Chablis then, kind of very dry and crisp.
It will come out dry, very dry. A lot of people, I want to be careful with what I say, but a lot of people are used to, because cider is new. It's relatively new to the American consumer. So a lot of people are used to the bigger macro ciders out there. And like I was telling you guys earlier, I have more and more people coming into the orchard saying, I don't like cider. And I ask them why. And they say, well, it's too sweet. And I say, well, hold the phone. Craft cider, as you know, it continues to grow. Is more on the dry side, and especially my stuff is pretty dry.
How many cider mills like yours are there in the state of Michigan and maybe in North America? Do you know what those numbers are?
I have no idea. Cider mills or
hard cider fermenters, whatever you call.
I'm not sure about
what it is that you do.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the country. But right now at the MCA, Michigan Cider Association, we have about 30 to 33 members. So and that's not everybody, but that's probably about 85% of the hard cider producers in the state. So
kind of like microbrewers were 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's an exploding industry. And you know, he brought in some of his cider and donuts, the mainstream stuff that we all grew up on, right? Before they started putting this good twist on this and making hard cider for the big boys.
I noticed you like those donuts.
I do. They're good, man. You know how I like them? They're within reach. That's exactly how I like them.
With those alligator arms, right, you can reach them.
But again, when you take and ferment something, the sugars turn into alcohol. So what happens is the sweetness goes away and the alcohol, it gets infused into the brew, which is what's happening with cider, because all of it starts out as sweet cider, right? And then it through the fermentation process, it turns into these dry. And when he says dry, he means tart, right? I mean, those logically are the same thing. But the proper term is dry.
Yeah. Yeah, and, and it varies from the apples, like I said before in the previous session, that, you know, it's a Pandora's box, especially with, you know, the heirlooms getting into there. Of what really, you know, the tannin, you start to get into tannins and acidity and a lot of that. So,
in the barrel aging process, like the first two we tried were barrel aged. Those were, did you add sugar to those?
No.
They're not really that dry.
No, I think a lot of that comes from the sweetness, maybe from the beer that was in there. So
or the bourbon before that, or who knows what.
Yeah. Well, one of them was a maple barrel, right? And it was very profound maple flavor in the cider, but obviously maple is your sugar, right? So that helps in the alcohol content, but it also imparts a tremendous amount of flavor.
And what do you call this one again?
I just call it Dark Horse Maple Jesus Barrel Age.
I think that's...
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I think that's probably the best hard cider I've ever had, anywhere in the world. That one right there, I've never had anything that tasted like that. So it was almost like having a nice caramel old English style ale or something. You know, it was just a beautiful, dark, smooth, little bit of sweetness, but you could pick up on the bourbon notes and whatever else was in there, that maple.
It's a big, heavy, thick beer
you
that they did.
You got to do more of that, man. I would buy as many of those barrels as you can get your maple Jesus hands on.
You know, Andy, that's probably interesting because that was a concoction from a bourbon company and a beer company that came over to the cider. That might be a one of a kind.
Now, we need to buy that barrel and put barbecue sauce in it.
Right,
that's all I'm saying.
Right, yeah. You get they're for sale, 60, I'm sure.
60 gallons worth of hot sauce.
But my point is that the cool part about this is that your offerings change throughout the season because they may have had 10 of those barrels, and when it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to go get 10 more because they just don't sell them every day. So that's why you got to keep coming back over and over and over.
Speaking of coming back, let's come back to some beans.
Oh, all right. You want to talk about Cowboy Rob Russell's barbecue beans?
These are, I don't know historically if this is accurate, but in my opinion, I think these are the real historical cowboy beans from out west. And I got a feeling this is sort of the beginning of chili because it's along those lines. So if you've ever had cowboy beans, I bet you most people never have had real cowboy beans. So here's what it is, and tell me if it doesn't sound like chili to you. It's ground beef, bacon. You put pork and beans in, kidney beans, a little bit of maple syrup, some onion, some pineapple juice, a little Memphis rub, and a sweeter rub. So what you notice is there's not any tomatoes. So I think some old cowboy had some hard cider, and he threw some tomatoes in his cowboy beans, and they had chili. What do you think about that?
Could be. I bet he didn't have hard cider, though.
Did those cowboys have pineapple juice back then?
Apparently. Hello. Haven't you ever seen the Dole
good
cowboy?
Good call, Andy.
You ever
good
seen
call.
The Dole cowboy?
Right, yeah. Only the cowboys in Hawaii. Those are the guys that had the pineapple juice. Yeah.
Paco.
Right.
Good pickup.
Busted.
I missed that one.
Busted.
Dang it. Anyway, these are on thegrillinguys.com. If you've never been to our website, it's thegrillinguys.com. And if you go up to the search bar in the top right corner, you can punch in any recipe you're looking for. Or just put in a keyword, like if you want to put in cowboy beans, if you want to put in Rob Russell, if you want to put in cider, you'll get a nice write-up on Sitzma. Now Randy's going to have to do one. Have you ever done a write-up on our website, Randy?
What website?
Okay. You'll also notice on that website, I just did a review.
I think I wrote a check once for somebody to do that.
You did, yeah. Oh, quit whining. Okay, so I just did a review on the Solo stove, for example, that stove I've been reviewing, that campfire, bonfire thing.
Right.
And I just posted that review online on thegrillingguys.com. So search bar's good. Our sponsors are on the right. Top right corner, you'll see a headset. It's Randy's headset because he leaves them here every week.
Mm-hmm.
So click on the headset. Help Randy find his headset. And it'll take you to a link, seriously, that will send the show to your iPhone or your smart device. And you can take it in iPod fashion and for the low price of, it's free.
So, Andy, before we wrap up this segment, I just want to touch base. Let people know where you are again.
8540 Two Mile Road, Ada, Michigan.
Yep, just a stone's throw from the little village of Ada. And you got to get up there. Beautiful tasting room. Makes his own fresh donuts every day. Place is wonderful. Great family organization and great place to bring your family on a weekend. And get out there. And, Dad, you can try a little bit of this hard cider. And Mom and the kids can have the donuts and regular cider.
I think Mom might like the hard cider,
she
too.
She might. She probably more than
actually,
I
the
admit.
Kids would probably love it.
Yeah.
They'll sleep all the way home.
Right, yeah. Nighty-night. Coming up next, whether you like your chili white or green, you're going to want to tune in. Stick with us. We'll be back.